For many immigrant families, not knowing English is a big problem when they have to see a doctor, a lawyer, or a banker. Traditionally, it's the children of immigrants who step forward as the family interpreter. That's especially true in California, where about 3 million people do not speak English. A move is underway in the state to prohibit the use of children as interpreters for their immigrant parents in almost any public transaction. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Janelle Saturn is a petite 17-year-old junior at Life Academy, a public high school in a rough part of Oakland. She's also an only child, with no father. Her mother, a Laotian immigrant, is deaf. So it's Janelle's responsibility to accompany her mother to the doctor. And on a recent visit, the news wasn't good.
Not so long ago, she had surgery on her breast because there was a tumor, and I had to be there to, like, translate. I mean, it was difficult, I mean, hearing that she had a tumor, but, I mean, you know, I'm her daughter. I'm supposed to be there for her. I'm supposed to translate for her.
Such stories are not uncommon among Janelle's peers. 17-year-old Cynthia Diaz is her family's translator, although it's a role she prefers to avoid in medical situations.
I don't feel that I'm capable of translating most of the things the doctors say, but when it comes to, like, legal papers, when the insurance sends a mail or something, I do translate that for my mom because I feel I could do that. I can translate those things.
Yet Cynthia acknowledges that she's occasionally resented the pressure that comes with that responsibility. Child psychologist Leland Yee knows that pressure. He felt it as a child whenever his immigrant parents had a dispute with their landlord or needed legal advice. Today, he's a state assemblyman representing San Francisco, and he has a proposal to bar any public or private agency that receives state funding from using minors as interpreters. Yee says the job should be done by a professional or a competent volunteer. Speaking recently off the assembly floor, Yee says there are things children should not be asked to do.
Parents are the ones that are supposed to take care of the kids. And all of a sudden now you're putting greater responsibility on that child to the point where it is that child now who really controls the information. And those kinds of power relationships are extremely sensitive. And we really need to be very careful about that in dealing with parent-child relationships.
And it's a matter of medical ethics, too, says Dr. Ann Foster-Rosales. She's an obstetrician-gynecologist at San Francisco General Hospital who supports Assemblyman Yee's bill, especially for younger children.
There is clear research that the younger the interpreter is, the greater the chance for error. And that's a very serious issue. Not only is the psychological stressor perhaps greater for a small child, a 10- or 11-year-old, but, for example, I don't know too many 11-year-old boys that know what a cervix is, for example, and really understands the dynamics of cancer or cancer treatment. Many adults don't.
So far, the only group to publicly oppose Assemblyman Yee's bill is the California Medical Association. Dr. Ann Mall Mayhall is a gastroenterologist and vice chairman of the CMA's Board of Trustees. He says if the bill becomes law, it could backfire on people using Medi-Cal, California's Medicaid program for the poor. That's because the interpreter could cost more than what the doctor receives for the visit.
It is our concern that physicians who are getting paid $22 for a visit and have to out-of-pocket pay $75 for a service that would be mandated by this bill would stop seeing Medi-Cal patients, especially the Medi-Cal patients who probably are the most needy of health care, the new immigrants who speak foreign languages, who have traditionally lacked health care in the communities they came from.
The CMA wants to negotiate an amendment to allow the patient the option of choosing an appropriate family member as the interpreter rather than a professional, and that could include a minor. Besides the CMA, some other groups have reservations, even though they support the bill. Kathy Black directs La Casa de las Madres, a domestic violence shelter in San Francisco. About a third of her agency's 5,000 clients don't speak English. Black says service providers have to be careful, as the abrupt removal of a child from the role as a family spokesperson could have unforeseen consequences.
When, for example, an adolescent young man comes in with his mother, and his role, maybe long-standing role, has been to act as the spokesperson for the family, it's really important for us not to dismiss him, because if you do that, I've seen it, families will walk away.
All the more reason, says Assemblyman Yee, for service providers to hire bilingual employees who can be sensitive to immigrant family dynamics. The ultimate goal, he says, is to relieve children of assuming adult responsibilities and let them be children. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.